This is Viva Podcast. Thank you for joining us in our morning daily devotion.
Greetings to you in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. All over the world, most of the churches observe a period of 40 days preceding crucifixion and resurrection as a season named Lent. Believers prepare themselves to focus on the mystery of God's justice and love merging on the cross and his triumph over devil and death in resurrection. Atonement on the cross and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ together constitute the foundation of our faith. And hence, it is a meaningful custom to properly get ourselves ready for celebrating these sacred events. Getting closer to God in prayer is the emphasis during this season of Lent, though prayer is essential for the very existence of every believer every day. Prayer, biblically, is our conversation with God, for believers to talk to Him and offer their thanks and praises and to make requests known. The elevation of our minds and the hearts to God in adoration, gratitude, and appeal. Prayer is the means by which we acknowledge and strengthen our relationship with God and seek out His will. A conversation with someone is possible only when that person is available and willing to listen. It is essential to fix up an appointment before talking to those in authority. Even to visit a doctor or discuss with our children's school teacher, we need to obtain prayer appointments. It is not so with our God, and we can talk to Him anytime without any prayer approval of audience. We are so much used to this concept of prayer that we rarely pay attention to this fact of meeting God without any permission. Think of it, dear listener. The God who listens to us when we pray is no ordinary being. He covers Himself with light as though it were a garment. He stretches out the heavens as though they were curtains. Psalm 104, verse 2. Paul describes Him in 1 Timothy 6:16 as the only one who has immortality, dwelling in unapproachable lights. No one has ever seen or can see Him, for He is the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God. The one whom we so easily talk to is seated high on His throne in heaven and is sovereign over all that is on the earth. What a great privilege that He has granted us to access to Him 24/7 without any restrictions, unlike the procedures to meet any head of state or nation. Isaiah says, "He saw the Lord sitting on a throne, high and lifted up, and the train of His robe filled the temple." John, in his vision of Revelations, saw a throne standing in heaven with someone seated on it, and he who sat there had the appearance of jasper and ruby, and around the throne was a rainbow that had the appearance of an emerald. There are human rulers established on powerful positions, and for an ordinary citizen to meet such rulers is not an easy thing. On the other hand, the one whom we pray to is a King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and yet He does not restrict entry into His presence. When we get an appointment with any head of state or big organizations, it comes with a condition that, in case of other urgent demands, this appointment may stand cancelled or rescheduled. Hebrews 4:16 says, "We can go confidently to the throne of God's kindness to receive mercy and find kindness, which will help us at the right time." What a great privilege it is to have this God who is willing to listen to us any time of the day. With any kind of issues at mind, we have the liberty to visit Him through prayer. Let us be thankful for this wonderful facility available to us in prayer. And next time we hear, let us pray. And when we bow our head down to say a prayer, May the significance of this access to His throne enable us to rejoice manifold and remain humble. May God bless us.
Dear listener, we are here to stand with you in your time of need. We want to pray with you and for your prayer request. Do you need someone to talk to? We are here for you. Call us or send a message at +91 636 425 2164. +91 636 425 2164. God bless you.